USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Britain's top court has now refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the United States to face spying charges. The court said they refused the case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. on a series of charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge amount of classified documents more than a decade ago. A British district judge had initially rejected the U.S. extradition request on the grounds that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. Saudi Arabia executed 81 people over the weekend convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups. The number of executions surpassed even the toll of a January 1980 mass execution for the 63 militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in 1979. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jennifer Carnahan, the wife of late Minnesota Congressman Jim Hagedorn, announced that she's running for Congress to fill the seat vacated when he died last month. She said, "I am committed to continuing my husband's legacy of fighting to secure the border, defending conservative values, safeguarding the integrity of our elections, and serving the people of Minnesota's 1st District." The Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest school district in the nation, said it's keeping its mask mandate in place at least temporarily, even as California drops its requirement for masks in indoor public settings. Several K-12 schools across the state dropped their face covering requirements today after the state lifted the mandate over the weekend. Last month, Los Angeles County Public Health said it would follow the state's move and allow all 80 school districts in the county to decide on their own whether or not they want to keep those mask mandates. The teachers union said they don't want to drop the mask mandate yet as it worked towards strongly recommending masks indoors. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Hailing a big victory in South Carolina and pushing back against President Joe Biden's disaster administration as a train wreck, former President Donald Trump didn't hold back at his Save America rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Well, we need to help stop this brutal invasion. We also have to clean out the rot of our failed foreign policy establishment. It is indeed rotten to the core before these total lunatics lead us down the path of national ruin and World War III. They will do it, too.
Well, that didn't last long. A pro football superstar is on the way back.
The GOAT is coming back for another shot at the Super Bowl. 40 days were enough of the rocking chair for Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. One of the best to play the game and future Hall of Fame quarterback announced on Twitter that he'll return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season. In his tweet, Brady said his place is still on the field and not in the stands. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Many Nike brand stores throughout Russia are still open, according to checks made by Reuters today, more than a week after the world's biggest sports retailer said it's temporarily closing down all its shops in the country in response to the attack on Ukraine. Nike said March 3rd that it would suspend operations at all of its stores in Russia, joining several Western brands that did so in the wake of Moscow's invasion. Nike has 100 stores in the Russian Federation, according to its store directory. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.